Classic Country, 1450 AM and 103.5 FM KBBS. I'm Brady Safranik, sitting in for Mark Wilson this morning. And joining me now is AJ with the Buffalo Senior Center. How are you doing this morning, AJ?
Good, Brady. It's a nice, cool morning.
It is a nice, cool morning. We're supposed to see about 80 today and then get back into those 80s summer temps here through the weekend, it looks like.
Man, I'm not looking forward to that.
No, you're ready? You're ready for fall temperatures?
I'm ready for fall, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's, you know, anytime, what do they call it? Labor Day, the unofficial end of summer? So
yep.
Now it's time to officially go into to fall. We've got school starting again. You know, you've got football.
That's right.
On the NFL, college, and high school level.
That's right.
So it's definitely fall in the air. And coming up, we're going to talk about a number of things you guys have coming up in things, new classes, that sort of thing that you guys have going on with the Senior Center. And the first thing we'll talk about, this Friday, you've got commodity distribution beginning at 8:30 in the morning.
We do. And our commodities, we get some food from the Rocky, the food bank of the Rocky Mountains. So they bring food to us there at the Senior Center. And so we are a distribution point for the commodities. So, you know, we have things like peanut butter, canned fruit, canned vegetables, you know, a lot of those good things. So we do have some paperwork that needs to be filled out prior to getting any of the commodities. But yeah, it's at the Senior Center. That is not an age. There isn't any kind of an age requirement on those commodities, so you don't have to be a senior to get them. We just host them at the Senior Center.
Gotcha. And so people that want to line up for this, what time should they start getting there? Is there, you know, usually if you show up between that time, you'll be okay?
Yeah. If you come, you know, 8 o'clock, our doors open at 8 o'clock. So if you're there at 8, we'll get you in and you're ready to go. Get you all the paperwork and everything that you need to get your commodities.
And then on the other side of that,
are you guys
taking donations for this sort of thing? Are you taking them all the time? Is there certain time frames you take donations, or?
You know, the commodities, the truck comes, I think, you know, we really don't know when they're coming.
Okay.
They just kind of show up when they show up, and then, we get the food. And we
but
try
I mean,
to,
if people in the community want to drop stuff off, are they allowed to do, you take that? Or
We don't.
Okay.
Yeah, the food bank, actually, and I think the food bank's over at, which church is that at? I think
it's at Episcopal?
Yeah, I think
St.
so.
St. Luke's?
Yep, and so they actually take those donations, and we just distribute these commodities. So,
oh, okay.
Yep, but yeah, we usually try to do the commodity distribution probably once every 2 to 3 months.
Okay.
Excellent.
So that's going on this Friday, 8:30 to 11:30 at the Senior Center there in Buffalo. Go ahead and stop on in.
Yeah.
Also coming up the 10th through the 15th, you've got, what is it, Advisory Council elections? Is that what you have going on?
That's what we got going on, absolutely. So our Advisory Council is a group of seniors that kind of direct the Senior Center activities, and they volunteer for our fundraisers and the activities, too, that we have going on at the Senior Center. It's a pretty cool group of people that get together and do this stuff. So, but yeah, the elections are September 10th through the 15th. Obviously, you can only vote once for that, but we do have a good group of people that are running for the Advisory Council this year. So
now, you know, I mentioned before we went on the air, I'm originally from Illinois, and we're
right.
Known for voting more than once in elections.
Yeah, no so. Kidding, Brady. Jeez, man. Maybe you won't be allowed.
Right. Keep me far away from there. Coming up, we've also got, let's see here, on the 19th, the wish-up class for Medicare Part D. Tell us a little bit about that and what people can find out.
Yeah, so the wish-up volunteers, what they do is they help people with their Medicare Part D prescription drug plan. And so those volunteers go through the current plans of people, or if they're just new to signing up, they'll go through each and every plan that that they have available to them. And so what this class is, it's teaching the volunteers to do this. And so, we're doing this on the 19th at 9 o'clock in the morning. We should end somewhere around 1 o'clock. The open enrollment period, so the time frame to where people will be coming in, you know, and as a volunteer, you'll be asked to help people out is October 15th through December 7th. That's the Medicare Part D open enrollment period. So that's the time those volunteers will be asked to help out. It's a great program. There's, you know, Medicare is so complicated. And that Part D program, I mean, there's so many different supplemental insurances that are available out there. It's confusing.
It'll make your head spin.
Oh, man, it's nuts. And so these volunteers help a lot of people. And so if you want to be a part of this group of volunteers that help people with their prescription drug plans, they can come in and sign up for the recertification training. They can call Jean Kenny at the senior center. She's kind of running that program. So, it's a great program.
And so this class coming up on the 19th is for the people that want to volunteer to help out. Are they going to get schooled on all the ins and outs of Medicare Part D?
Yeah, they will. They did make it easier this when they started doing it online. So you fill in all your information as far as the person that's signing up for the Part D plan. You fill in all your information. The volunteer will actually go through, and what they do is they show every single plan that's available to you online.
So kind of give you a little rundown of what each one is.
Exactly. And so, it's a little easier, but for the volunteers, it's just nice to be there to help these people go through the whole process.
Sure. Absolutely. Okay, so that's coming up on the 19th. If you want to be a volunteer for that, they can call the senior center, get themselves signed up. Is that how you want that?
Yeah, to kind of go. That'd be great. Yeah.
Call? Okay. Yeah. Cool. And then that weekend, the 23rd, the big chili cook-off.
Yes, sir.
Now, how do people that might want to enter their chili? How do they go about that?
Well, you can go sign up at the senior center. It's a $5 fee for the chili entry, and that's just to help pay for the winners.
Sure.
You can call the senior center, sign up. It's going to be pretty straightforward. We don't really have a whole lot of rules.
just make a chili.
I mean, try not to use canned chili. It's probably not real good, but
very true. But you can
definitely take it in. There are some rules that are in the registration forms, we are going to have some cash prizes. The first place winner will receive $50. Second place winner is $30, and the third place is $20. So,
and for first place, the biggest prize is bragging rights.
Well, absolutely, right? Man.
My chili's the best.
Absolutely, and you don't need to be a senior to come to this either. We're opening this up to the community, of course, and it's going to be over at Washington Park on that Saturday, and if we could get those participants in there by 11 o'clock, you know, we'll get your chilies all set up and ready to go. And if you just want to go taste some chilies, we're not.
That's what I like to do. Show up and taste.
Exactly, man. I'm a good judge. Yeah.
Give me a spoon and I'll walk around.
That's exactly right. So, if you just want to come down and just hang out and taste some chilies and do that, you're more than welcome to come down. So.
And that's the 23rd at Washington Park. That's the park on Klondike there with the big train car.
That's it. Yep.
And what time is this? Is it starting at noon, but you want people that are bringing chili there at 11?
That's right. Yep.
Okay. Excellent. Yeah. So stop on in for that. And then, you know, while we're talking about cooking and the 29th kind of wrapping up the month, there's a potluck.
Yes. So we do a potluck once a month. We have the potluck at 5:30 in the evenings. We just have a good time. Just come hang out. People bring a lot of good food. Way more than what we can eat most of the time.
Potlucks usually are, right?
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm a Lutheran, so we know how to do potlucks good, man. But this is a really good time. We usually have a group of singers that come over and play for us. So we call them the potluck pickers. They usually play for us. They usually play for about an hour.
I'm guessing they have string instruments.
They do, yeah.
Calling them pickers.
Exactly. And, you know, they play like old-time
sure.
country and kind of bluesy stuff. So, yeah.
And one other thing you guys have going on there, you've got a new class you're doing a couple times a week. You got Tai Chi going on over there.
We do. Tai Chi starting at 9 o'clock in the morning on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Carmen's teaching that. And we talked a little bit about this at the last time I was up here. But with the Tai Chi, you know, it's a class really to help with your strength, your core strength, and your balance. You know, obviously, one of the biggest problems as we grow older, we're having balance issues. And, you know, when we have that, we have falls.
Some of us have that problem on Saturday night.
That's true, Brady. Maybe, we won't go into that one. But I don't know if Tai Chi will help you with that one.
No, probably not.
But yeah, it's one of the leading causes for people to go into the nursing home, for seniors to go into the nursing home. So, you know, Tai Chi is a great exercise to help people keep their balance and their strength. So, yeah.
And then, of course, you've also got bingo. Bingo is back.
Oh, man.
It's that time of year.
Get the daubers ready.
N35.
That's right. Yeah, that's right, man. So we're starting out on the 14th, 1:30. Yeah, it'll be a good time. And usually we go to about 4 o'clock, 3:30.
Now, is that open to anyone? What's the cost to jump in?
Yeah, you know, I think the cost is, I think it's $1 a card.
Oh, that's nice.
So it's not real expensive. So, yeah, if you want to come over for that, and there isn't any age requirement on that. Obviously, you need to be over 18 in order to gamble.
To win money and that
but,
sort of thing.
Yeah, you don't have to be over 60. You don't have to be a senior to come. So we have actually a pretty good group of younger people that come over and play. So, yeah, it's a good time.
Excellent. So you check that out. What time is the bingo again?
1:30.
1:30 on Thursdays, it looks like?
Yeah, and it'll be every Thursday then, starting on the 14th. So we'll do the bingo on Thursdays starting then.
So that starts next week. There's no bingo tomorrow. It starts next week.
Next week, yep.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And before we wrap things up, is there anything else you want to chime in with here? Kind of hit everything?
You know, I'm probably forgetting something. But we do have a few trips coming up. We're going to the Johns County Fire District this Thursday just to take a tour of the Johns County Fire Hall. We're going to a fall foliage trip. Well, it's not two. We're going to take a fall foliage trip. Up the mountain on the 19th at 1 o'clock.
That's always nice.
Yeah, it's always a great time, and it is full, but you can always sign up to, you know, if somebody cancels, can't go or whatever. We could see if we can get you in. We've got support groups going on, our low vision support groups, our cancer support groups. You know, we have knitting classes. We've got ceramics. You know, you name it. If you're really interested in something, more than likely we've got it going on at the senior center. So, we just have a lot happening. So if you're interested in anything, just call the senior center, stop by, pick up one of our breezes, you know, go through the activities and find something that you want to do.
And you mentioned trips a couple times a week. You take a Sheridan trip, and then once a week you also take a Casper trip?
Once a month.
Once a month, a Casper trip?
Yeah, once a month on the second Tuesday of each month we go over to Casper,
And so if people wanted to, you know, hop on board, how would they go about that?
Just give
calling
us,
you?
Yep, just give us a call. We'll tell you all about the trips. You know, find out where you're going, what you want to do.
That's for like if someone has like a doctor's appointment or needs to get up there and doesn't have another way.
Exactly.
Excellent.
Yep, exactly.
All right. We're talking with AJ with the Buffalo Senior Center. They've got all kinds of stuff. As he mentioned, you can stop by and pick up The Breeze, which is their, is it monthly newsletter that comes out?
It is, yep.
So you can check out all the activities and everything they've got going on. AJ, I want to thank you for taking the time here today.
Absolutely, Brady. Thank you.
All right. This is Classic Country, 1450 AM and 103.5 FM KBBS. We're about 19 minutes away from Cowboy Swap.